Well, it's a Thursday morning, last day of work for the week, back home to Lee. Oh, I got up this morning. I was awakened thinking about Mesa Lands. This is going to be a personal recording. And I was thinking to myself that, to get a job at Mesa Lands would fulfill needs. Now, I can't think for a minute that I would make any kind of good money, and there might be a question as to whether it would actually help with my pension, which would be a really good reason to go back. And I was saying to myself, you need to humble yourself. You need to, if such a thing were to be available, you would need to swallow what pride you have. And I think I do. Take advantage of it. I'm grateful that my exit before was opened up the opportunity for Larry to come back in. It seems like he wasn't getting the kind of work he was hoping for, and just kind of getting by. And like I said, it was really good that my exit seemed to open the door for him. In some previous reports I had looked at, it implied that the technology director, for all I know, it's Aaron Cash, and that would also be a great thing. Aaron was a heck of a guy. Liked him very much. But anyway, whoever ended up taking on those roles, I hope they did well, and I hope they're doing well. But yeah, if that job just came back open, would I apply for it? I'm applying for everything else. I might as well. If it was even a possibility, there's every chance they would say no. No, 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 we don't take him back. But there was a good... Anyway, so I don't know why that popped into my head. Usually when I do that, when I get a chance later on, I'll take a look and see if there's anything new to be seen, to be had. And we'll just see what comes of any of this stuff, Father. Or, see, I act like I'm talking to God, and I am. I pray constantly. Well, not constantly. If I'm going to be recording prayers, I had a habit, and I need to keep up with it, of when I start talking to the Father, instead of closing in the name of the Son, I tend to do it at the beginning, because I will just continue on and on and on. So, Father, pray this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, who made all of this possible. Thank you. Thank you. So, I don't really know. As you can tell, I just slipped in to talk to God, because that's what I do on these long journeys. They're kind of good for me. They're kind of good for me. Wear out a lot of vehicles in doing these things. And I hope the Father is very forgiving, accommodating. Oh, whatever he needs to be, that I'm not just screwing up my life. He's always helped me in the past. I'm trying to do good, therefore, I'm probably going to, I can expect to do these things in the future, trying to become a better person all the time. Going to the temple tomorrow. Lisa and I are going to the Albuquerque temple. I don't know to what extent our trip will be. I was thinking about putting out the tires so I can use them for planters. Lisa's worried about the taste, what it will impart, and if it'll kill plants. We go, you know, I don't know for sure. I'm gonna have to look that up a little bit, see what this brings. Lisa didn't want to buy metal planting beds because of what may leach into the, what may get wrapped up in the plants. Me personally, I don't know. But regardless, we'll just have to see. There's all kinds of opinions out there. It's hard. It becomes hard to figure out what's true or what's good information. I don't even, you know, it's like a question to be particularly true. 13th article of faith comes to mind, you know, anything virtuous, lovely, good report, or praiseworthy. It's like, oh, we seek after these things. So I seek for good knowledge. Anyway, so, we've got a lot of tools and equipment, which to do a good job with this. The place next door, I don't know. I'm always a little skittish of using it for something rather permanent because I would just as soon, you know, just as soon do different things. I'm sorry, that makes a lot of sense. Just soon do it on the lot that I've already got. Less grass to mow would be a good thing too. But regardless, I am thankful for it. I'm thankful. But if I could get something that helped my pension, wow, wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be wonderful, wonderful thing? Anyway, so I'm grateful always for every blessing the Father gives. Thank you, Father. So anyway, we'll see what kind of comes together, whether it's working from home, which is most likely. I'll get one of those kinds of jobs. Although nobody's beating down their door trying to get to me. I'm grateful for the job I have now. But it's gonna, it may disappear. Regardless, there are some jobs opening up at Pantex for people like me, for Linuxy engineers. I've been thinking, as I'm thinking about that, I said, you know what, you should go ahead and go for my LPIC 2 or Red Hat, at least a Red Hat SA or SE. Never hurts to get the, I need to look and see what that entails these days. I am quite grateful for the jobs and opportunities that I continue to enjoy. Get a little more certification, perhaps. Never hurts when you're on the prowl. People pick up this and that. It's always good to stay current. Not just be a package-based person, but be someone who can build from can build from scratch. I might like doing Linux from scratch. I don't get, so I don't think much of these things. But regardless, I'm not talking much, so this is kind of a, sorry recording. But I'm thinking of other things to help boost my prospects, but also not to be too prideful, because you know what? I would love to have a boost to my pension. Although I can't think that those guys could really offer me a decent paying job that way. But you know what? You never know. Well, I'm grateful for everything I have. I'm grateful for continuing roads ahead. I just reading an article that, things just pop up in my feed. It's Google stuff. Not a bad thing, really, but it does kind of focus on what it sees that your interests tend to be. And you go, well, is that a bad thing or a good thing? And you go, well, it is what it is. I go out and I get things, you know, I get things from other sources too. Don't get locked into one source, but that hiring is slowing down. I don't know if it's specific to IT or not, but things are starting to kind of pull back a little bit, which is fine. I'm going for contract work too, which I think it's kind of the way things are going to be in the future. Lisa, it doesn't make Lisa terribly happy, but These are things that come. I've already got the biggest thing that people want a job for, which is basically to pay their taxes, and the bigger thing is health insurance. We get through other means. So we can do contract work. We can even do real contract work, which is, you know, I'm not anybody's employee particularly. I spend time doing what needs to be done. And Lisa's a little upset with me because I go, Lisa, sounds like I'm going to be working to the end until I die. And, you know, there it is. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Keep working until the day you die. That's all there is to it. Hoped I didn't have to work for somebody else particularly, but if that's the way it's got to be, that's the way it's got to be. So she goes, but I don't want you to do that. Don't say that. You go, Lisa, hey. Live with the reality that's thrown in front of you. What's going to happen? You know, our catastrophic health care is pretty much handled. That's about it. That's all I can tell people. He's turning 63 this year. I'm turning 57. In fact, my birthday's coming up in just a few weeks. 57. Yahoo! The big thing is my mother's birthday. My mother's 80th birthday is happening Dockyard. So, just here in a couple of days. Sunday. Oh, Sunday is my mom's 80th birthday. It's a big number. A good number of people that make it to 80. Not a ton of people make it to 90. So, it's a pretty big event. For, I think, this year. Russell M. Nelson, our prophet and president of the church, is going to be 100, I think. And wow, now that's a heck of a mark. Probably far beyond what he was ever thinking that he would get to. You know, you don't plan that way. It just kind of happens. That's why I'm kind of grateful for a pension. They will keep paying until my life is over. And, yeah, that's better than other kind of, you know, for the 401k plans and stuff like that. Those don't behave like that. It's just money that you can take out. But at some point, unless you just completely live off interest, that's it. That's all there is to it. So that's why a pension's so nice. You know, the whole thing is you just want to die before the state dies. Anyway, so that's the biggest pile of money, but not bad either. Not bad either. So I'll be taking a look at both at Base Lands because it's probably the Eastern doesn't want anything to do with me. They weren't very interested in my thing. I don't know if they'd take me back as with Justin's job. It sounds like Justin was going to give it one more year and then just cash it in. He may have enough time in to be doing pretty good. But, I don't know. Money's not that hot, honestly. But, like I said, it's a pinch. And the travel back and forth to Portales is, it's actually a little shorter than it is to Pantex. But still a heck of a journey. Oh. Gas prices, $3.09. Actually, there's a Chisholm on the far side of Amarillo that was still at $2.99. Pretty good price. So, not quite as good as French, which was $2.89, but French is off the beaten path too far now. Now that it's not my, now that I don't sleep there. So, anyway. Really good talk from, and I don't usually think much of Elder Cook, Quentin Cook, of the 12. Really good talk. To be far more concerned about what Heavenly Father thinks of us, and he was talking about his grandfather. And whether he had repented enough to merit Christ's mercy. And he said, oh, my grandfather's been a wonderful person, patriarch, been on many missions. And you go, wow, if anybody deserves this kind of stuff, it's like, none of us deserve anything. We're just grateful. Just grateful for, good things. Oh, the loves here is $3.01, 1.9 cents. So that's a pretty good price. But we're gonna hold on for one of those Chisholm places on the far side, and we'll see how that goes. So yeah, check on further certification to get a Red Hat Linuxy thing would be excellent. Some kind of certification for Red Hat. I mean, I've already got a certification for Linux in general. The networking stuff keeps popping up. Maybe I need to get a Cisco networking cert. So a lot of the networking jobs do that. But the problem is how much networking can you do remotely? It's more of an in-place thing, so it may not be very useful. I need to stand out a little bit more. Always necessary. I seem to recall the Red Hat ones. You couldn't go for the SE until you had your SA, System Administrator for System Engineer. So I may need to dig into that a little bit more. Well, I do think about Maverick things I could do to make stuff work better. Wow. The Love's Truck Stop has lower price than Sam's Club does. That's interesting to see. Wow. I don't know what to think of it. Really don't. It's time to start slowing down. Oh, I think Lisa's enjoying her new bed. Her new mattress. Her new bed mattress. Got a purple mattress. It's pretty. It's nice. I don't ponder sleep as hard as Lisa does. But you know, if it's a good, I don't mind Lisa going for better things because I usually become the beneficiary of it. When Lisa wants better food, it's wonderful because I get better food. The off chance, you know, here I am and I'm mostly just eating peanuts. Peanuts and summer sausage. The food of champions, boy oh boy. Anyway, so we're going pretty fast. And here I'm in town, you know. For my present need, getting a Red Hat certificate would help a bunch, actually. Probably. You want to get a leg up on everybody else. Make it happen, baby. Make it happen. If I can get, I may need to get one of those Amazon certifications for AAWS. Doing quite the thing. Although, to get FedGov would be even better. Is there some kind of certification that they really like to see? I should look at that because I think that's more of an Azure thing. So I would be better placed to go the Azure side. Don't ever discount the fact that you've got a security clearance. Oh, that thing's worth its weight in gold. So a little Red Hat, a little Azure. Come up with something to build. I remember I had pulled together, it was called a Wacky Wiki, just not too hard to put together website. Or I wouldn't mind having a few part-time jobs, some smaller contract jobs to keep the money coming in while I concentrate on boosting my cred, keep getting my stuff updated. so I would be more interesting to employers. I'm gonna have to be doing this for a while longer, at least 5 more years. I said, that's several contracts there. So there's my thought. I don't know what to call it, gov cloud. Anyway, so get a good understanding of gov cloud. Oh, well, regardless, it's things to work on. They may just want to go for more contracts as opposed to trying to get full-time work. If I would, I'd rather work from home. I'd rather get that done. Something a little more based on accomplishing something. This job has been an exercise in nothing really. 309. Still the standing price here. Let's see how it is. Hopefully not more than this. Don't get too weird about this stuff. Oh, everybody's going faster than I am. Okay, well, there's some more things to continue pressing forward. And frankly, improving the CV, the resume, make me look better. They always want somebody who's got new skill set. They tend to throw out the old stuff. So let's make sure that we're impressing people. I think I'm going to take this one. Pullman Drive, Chrome Shop. Hope I can get to it. Anyway, so that's all I got to say for this, and I'm grateful every day for blessings that Father sends to me. Oh my. Yeah, this is it. Okay. It's a good price. That's all I can say. Road closed, huh? Well, all right. Talk to y'all later.